At the SF MoMA, a new installation perches above the atrium. On a massive LED screen, three abstract figures perform a soundless dance number. They're deepfakes of real drag queens brought to life by AI. This is ZZ in Motion, courtesy of London-based artist Jake Elwes.
So they're effectively these deepfake bodies that are doing movement that they never did in the first place, creating this atmospheric, ominous dance movement which glitches and breaks down.
When tasked with generating a drag performance, the AI could only manage a psychedelic meld of color and glitch, reflecting neural network's tendency to lean on binaries that simply don't exist in drag.
It's a comment on AI bias more generally. We've always got to be questioning who's building these systems and who they're building them for.
A 2025 study from queer advocacy group LGBT Tech found that 68% of queer adults are concerned about bias in AI algorithms.
The tech community is definitely not doing enough to include queer perspectives in the work that we're doing.
That's founder and CEO of AI consultancy company Intelligence, Amelia Helland. A great example of these perspectives is in The Castro, where drag queen Amora Tease is nailing a rendition of Tina Turner at a neighborhood gay bar. As top AI labs get set to go public, their models are projected to surpass humans at all endeavors and reshape the world, making biased training data a more dire problem. However, Tease is defiant that no matter how smart AI gets, it could never touch drag.
Drag in itself is a protest to any kind of establishment, and so to try and combine AI, which is establishment, with drag is butting heads together, I feel like.
ZZ in Motion carries that protest by subverting AI systems and showing a path to a hopeful future.
I really want to advocate for alternate queer utopias with technology. Kind of what would a hopeful apocalypse look like?
AI brings many uncertainties, but one thing that is certain, there will be drag queens, still protesting, still tearing up the stage. For the Hearst Journalism Awards, I'm Boone Kilpatrick.